Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
Welcome, everybody. So, have you ever felt like you're running on empty? Like your well of energy has completely dried up? I'm laughing because I'm like, yes, yes. Have you ever had that feeling of utter depletion? Have you ever felt like you can't go on? I'm sorry. I know this is like, it's a serious subject, but it's kind of amusing about like, it's so pervasive, right? So, but today we're talking about burnout. Anybody else ever felt burnout? Absolutely. Welcome to the Exploration of Wonder. I am your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, a nationally board certified health and wellness coach, and an intuitive empowerment coach, and as always, your biggest fan. I am here to help you stand up when you feel you can't, keep walking when you can't take that next step, and just to know how amazing you are. So you don't have to look for that information from somebody else, but you know it yourself, that you are amazing and you are capable of anything. So today we're full of tips. Tips on what to do when you are burnt out. Okay, so first thing I have to say in this is you're not alone, which is why I so started kind of chuckling at the beginning of this, because I've done it too. I don't know anybody who hasn't every once in a while been in burnout, right? So as I was saying this, I'm like, yeah, me. I have felt that, and I know a lot of people have, and this is why I'm saying we're not alone, right? We feel like we're running on empty. We have no well of energy, meaning like there's nothing to spare. We're just completely depleted. We're dried up and felt like we just can't go on. Ugh, we've all been there. And that's what I'm saying. Please know you're not alone. It is a modern epidemic, really. You know, and we've all touched the edges of it. And let me say this clear, you are not failing and you have not done anything wrong if you are feeling this way, okay? Let me say that again, because if you hear nothing else but this during this show today, please let me emphasize, if you are feeling burnt out, depleted, like you can't go on, you are not failing, and you have not done anything wrong. Today is about tips for changing the mindset and adding in things or altering actions or beliefs that are hindering us, that are actually depleting us, okay? And the thing with burnout, it's more than just being tired. And that's where so many of us like to go. It's like, oh, I'm just so tired lately. Well, in this modern era, it's more than being tired. Because most of us are not out working a farm or doing milking the cows or plowing the fields, doing a lot of manual labor to make our food. That, you're just tired because you've been working your butt off all day, right? And so when we talk about nowadays being tired, it's not just being tired. It's energetic, it's emotional, it's physical, and it can be spiritual as well, okay? We used to just say tired was just a physical thing. It's not. It's energetic, it's emotional, it's physical, and spiritual. Okay, so we're gonna go through, I have a lot of tips. We'll see how many we get through. But I have a lot of tips today to navigate, recover from, change, burnout. And we're going to talk about the body, mind, spirit, energetic, and pragmatic approaches, okay? So for the first thing I really want to touch on, and interestingly, this is kind of, I don't know if it's more important, but it's as important as the tips to recover, is the tips to recognize the signs. Because I don't think we give ourselves enough leeway, enough grace, enough kindness to ourselves that we don't recognize these things as burnout. Because we tend to go to, oh, if I was just stronger, I could stay up later and work more. Oh, if I was smarter, I could be more focused and my thoughts wouldn't have seemed as scattered. Or somebody else could do it better than I could, right? We are not kind to ourselves. Have you ever noticed that? And this, my friends, just kind of goes with everything. How about you just be kinder to yourself today? This wasn't a tip planned, but it's a tip for life. What if you be 10% kinder to yourself today? What that looks like, we'll discover throughout all of these shows, okay? So this tiredness is not necessarily just you're weak. You can't do it. Don't be mean to yourself. Don't be what I call a self-bully, okay? So the first thing you need to do is recognize the signs of burnout, that tired is not just that you need to go to bed, okay? Because sometimes, you just need to go to bed, but if it's noon, there might be something else going on if you're feeling that tired, okay? So the first one is to listen to your body. If you've listened to any of my shows, you know I'm really big into listening to your body. I'm literally writing the book on body communication, so listening to your body. But in this one, it's fairly simple. Do you have a fatigue that sleep doesn't fix? And this is what I'm talking about. Like, is it noon and you want to go to bed? After the show. Listen after, go to bed after the show, okay? But really, it's like, listen to your body. Do you have fatigue that sleep doesn't fix? This could be a sign of burnout. Track your mood. And I don't mean like track. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm all about my Google Docs or my little notes on my phones. But I don't mean you don't have to track, but really pay attention to your moods. I've been known to say, I'm like a raw nerve today, and the slightest thing can set me off. Okay. Burnout. Are your emotions going up and down? Burnout. Are you unusually irritable, cynical, or detached? Burnout. Okay. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are always those days where we're like, I'm just mad because something happened or whatever. That's not necessarily a burnout. But like, if in the same 5 minutes you're up and down, sorry, you're not manic, you're burned out, okay? Do simple tasks feel monumental? Ugh. Anybody else? Yeah. Welcome to the modern era, yay! Anybody else have something simple like, I don't know, vacuuming or doing the dishes that just seems like it would put you over the edge and so you put it off? Okay. Could be a sign of burnout. Look at the physical signs. Listen to the body, but the physical signs. Frequent headaches. Stomach issues. Stomach issues are not always that you ate something bad. Lowered immunity, meaning are you sick all the time? It's really interesting, and I could do a whole show on that, about how our emotions actually lowers our immunity, which helps us to create sickness and even disease through our emotions, which burnout is kind of in that realm, okay? How are your sleeping patterns? If some of you went, what is sleep? I'm with you, okay? But do you have trouble falling asleep, staying asleep, or waking up unrefreshed or frequently? Yeah. Right? And somebody put in the chat room and said, I'm exhausted and when I lay down, my brain won't stop. That's that trouble falling asleep. It's also a sign of burnout, okay? Another, do you have loss of interest in things you once enjoyed? Yes. I'm just going to put that, lay that one out there. Yes, we do. All of us do. And It's also that whole dopamine thing. It's like, oh, I enjoyed this and I felt better. And then it didn't work the next time. We didn't get that same dopamine fix. Because this is not a dopamine fix show, but just a little quick piece of information. Kind of like with an addict with drugs or alcohol or anything like that, we can have that addiction to dopamine. And so let's say playing a video game for 10 minutes would give you that dopamine hit, just make you feel better. Well, the thing with addiction like that is we constantly have to raise our level to hit a new level of dopamine activity. What I mean is, if 10 minutes gave you that dopamine hit, you get used to that level of 10 minutes playing a video game to give you that dopamine hit, and then it doesn't do it for you anymore. So besides burnout, but it's just like if you're a dopamine addict, if then next time you have to do 15 minutes of a game to get that dopamine hit, or 30 minutes of a game to get that dopamine hit. And so in this, have you lost interest in things that you once enjoyed? There's dopamine hit, but then there's also more of that apathetic, just don't feel it anymore. Okay. So there's a slight variation on that, but do look at that. And the next one is that apathetic, that emotional numbness. You know, and I'll be honest, I experienced this apathy really dynamically. Right after my mom died, I got into this apathetic thing. And true apathy is feeling indifferent or emotionally flat. And I went into this after my mom died. It was a sign of depression. And I remember not doing tasks for my job and thinking, oh my gosh, if I don't do this, they're going to fire me. And my immediate thought, I don't care. That is true apathy. It's like, I don't care. Fire me. I don't care. I didn't even have a reaction about if they were going to fire me. I'm like, I don't care. So start looking at that. Okay. Are you having, next is social withdrawal. Not only are you not doing activities like playing with friends or going to movies or spending time with family or anything like that, something that you used to enjoy and have healthy relationships with. So not only are you not doing it, but you're avoiding it. It's those places where you're like, oh yeah, I was supposed to go do that activity with my friends, and then I lied and said I was sick, so I didn't have to go. That's avoidance. Okay. So are you doing social withdrawal? Because trust me, as much as it pisses me off sometimes, we as people require friends and family and other people in our lives. Okay. It's the way we're made. It's not a wrongness, it's not a weakness, it's just the way it is. Sometimes we need to talk outside of our head, talk with voices not inside of our head, okay? It's sometimes required. And so we actually do require that social aspect of our lives to have a healthy, wealthy life. I could tell y'all the behavior change theories on it of like, but there's a bunch of behavior theories of like how much important social is, but I won't bore you with that. Although they are fascinating. If you want to know more about that kind of stuff, drop me a line at hello@danielle.com and I'll go into some of those behavior change theories. They're fascinating. Maybe I'm just a big nerd. All right. Next, cycle or of perfect and procrastination. Anybody else done that? Where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be perfect. And then it's going to be perfect. And then the next, I'm never going to do this again. So I'm just going to do it later. Or I can't do it now. I can't do it perfect. So I'll do it later. It's this psychological cycle, whew, say that 10 times fast, of being perfect or perfectly procrastinating. All right. So that's more with like everyday tasks and jobs and stuff like that. And then last, first, recognizing the signs is life can feel meaningless or without joy, and that's the doozy. Okay, all of this else, other stuff, it's like yeah. But if you're living and you have a life that feels meaningless or without joy, could be depression, absolutely. And if so, please seek professional help. There's a lot of help out there, and there is no shame in that. Sometimes it is just burnout. Sometimes you're just so exhausted that it feels meaningless or without joy. Okay, so that's the part we're going to focus on today. And like I said, if it's a deeper thing with depression, please, please, please seek professional help. And there is no judgment. It is the bravest thing you can do. On that note, we're going to go to our first commercial breaks, my friends. And during the commercial break, please take a look at this. Did you recognize some of these signs for yourself? I did. Every time I make notes with stuff like this, I'm like, oh man. Sometimes I think, I do these shows for me and my producer and maybe a few other people. Actually, we're doing it for the whole world, okay? And so look at these and see which ones resonate with you, if any of them. Yeah, and here's the thing, my overachieving friends. You don't have to have all of them to be in burnout. This is not, oh, dang it, I only had 7 of the 10. It's okay. Please don't aspire to having all of them. But if one of them you're like, yeah, you could be starting the burnout. So let's stop that when we are, as we are, okay? All right, so my friends, you are watching or listening to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder. I am your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, and today we are exploring tips for when you're in burnout. First segment, we really went through some of those subtle signs, or not so subtle, like the hit you upside the head like a 2x4, which I've never known where that expression comes from. It's a very violent expression. We need to think of a new one. But anyways, but it's when you are so in burnout that life doesn't seem happy, fun, joyful, and you can barely function, and sleep is out of the question, all of that kind of fun stuff. So now that we're starting to recognize some of the signs of what burnout could be, and a simple reminder, in case you're just tuning in late, burnout does not mean you did anything wrong. It does not mean you're failing. It just means you're in modern society and you are not alone. I know a lot of people feel alone in this kind of stuff, and please don't. Like I said from the very beginning, I'm there too. I've done it a lot myself. Where do you think I learned some of these tips from? That's how I also know they work. Okay. So please know you're not alone in this. You're just human. And that's okay. That's actually something to celebrate. So here are some first gentle tips to kind of get you going. Some of these we're going to blow through quickly. Some of them we're going to spend a little bit more time talking about. The first one, prioritize sleep. Now, before you get mad at me, where you're like, hello, you said one of the subtle tips was that when you can't sleep or stay awake or have a hard time falling asleep. Yes, I get that. But what's interesting is what so many of us do is that when we can't sleep, we start avoiding it. We go to bed later and later, or we wake up earlier, or we do, we'll watch things as we sleep, and so our sleep isn't as good. We say we're distracting ourselves or anything, but it's like we will put off sleep in some way. And so what I'm suggesting, prioritize sleep, is putting it back on your calendar. Recognize it as something that is required, and then take steps, and we have some steps here a little bit later, for how to help with that. One of them being, and this is one of my favorite ones, and it kind of made me chuckle, so like how to prioritize sleep again, is to give you and your body it doesn't have to be a complete routine, but kind of like a winding down ritual. And I started really recognizing this with kids, because my nieces and nephews are having children. Yes, I have nieces and nephews that have children. But I was watching them the other day. I was over at one of my niece's houses, and she was putting her kids to bed. And they had this whole routine that, like, they did a bath, and then they brushed the teeth, or they put pajamas on, they brushed the teeth, and, you know, they're very religious, so they did some prayers and some scriptures, and then they went to bed. You know, the whole thing, they read a story, and I'm like, wow, it's this whole thing. And then I started looking at that. I'm like, as adults, we do this, okay, I'm done, now shut off and go to sleep. We don't actually give ourselves the grace of that transition period. Why did we stop that from childhood? Why wouldn't we give ourselves a nice easing into sleep, a relaxation? Because I know so many people, I've heard so many people, well, when I go to sleep, my brain doesn't turn off. It takes forever for my brain to turn off. Well, what if you start that sooner, so that when you actually lay your head on the bed, you've been easing your body, your nervous system, everything into that sleep cycle, letting your body know it's okay to relax and the resting is coming, letting your brain know it's okay, you can relax, the resting is coming, letting your nervous system know it's okay to relax, that resting is coming. When I very first heard, like, 1,000 years ago about, like, oh, maybe do a routine before bed, I'm like, whatever. I considered it some kind of weakness. I'm like, routine, that's for kids. And then when I was watching my nieces and my grandniece the other day, I'm like, why have I considered that a weakness? Why not allow ourselves that transitionary period? As quote-unquote adults, we're supposed to just turn off. And I'll admit it, I've still been working, talking, sending emails while brushing my teeth. That's still working. What do? Do emails or whatever on my computer in bed, shut off my computer and lay down. Anybody else? Yeah. Yeah. And is it wonder why we can't sleep? So prioritize sleep and set yourself up kind of a routine, a ritual, or whatever you want to call it, of just like allowing yourself to relax, that grace to get into that sleeping. Sleep helps, by the way. It's not a rumor. It's true. Sleep. Your body needs sleep. Your mind needs sleep. Okay. Your mind even needs to dream. Whole other thing. You could take a digital detox. This one's hard for me, but it's like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, right? Unplug for an hour, a day, or even a weekend. I know that's an overachieving thing. It's like, And what I think is funny is how people do digital detox, but then they watch movies all weekend. What do you think that is? Go read a book, go outside, you know, crazy stuff like that. Move your body. Move your body, my friends. Bodies are made to move. Look at you, the actual physical structure of your body. The muscles, the tendons, they're all created and attached to your bones, even your bones, they're all created in a way for movement. Yay, bodies moving. And this is a little bit more than like, oh, we have a sedentary culture. Yeah, we have a sedentary culture, but we also have a lack of movement. We're more looking at moving our mind, our brain, than our body. And bodies are made to move because not only is it the physicalness of it, but it's also the energetic aspect of it. Okay? Because when you move your body, the energy moves. And so when you're not moving your body, that energy just kind of sits there like a lump, right? Becomes that stagnant pond that just is like gross and smells. So when you move your body, whether it's a physical activity that you love, or getting up, walking around the house, or yoga, 1 minute dance off. You guys have heard me say that a lot. It moves the energy, it moves your life, and it helps set up those patterns of the energetic flows so that you can even you your day has a more equal level to it, which is interesting that ups and downs creates an equal level, but it does. Okay. Nourish your body. Not just with food, but pampering. And you know, I did this whole fun YouTube video on like 10 tips to nurture you when you're broke. And self-care tends to go right out the window when you're broke. I'm here to invite you back to pampering your body. We can put that YouTube video up to somewhere, or you can go to Danielle Carter on YouTube and find it. But self-care tips, 10 self-care tips for when you're broke. Because we require that. We absolutely require that, okay? One of my favorites is for burnout. And because here's, you know, with some things for like when I give tips and that kind of stuff, it's a direct, if you're experiencing this, do this to counteract it. If you're doing this, do this to counteract it. Burnout isn't always that way, okay? Because it's like with burnout, we'll stop doing that. It doesn't work. We need something to heal, to nurture, to soften the edges of all these other things that we aren't doing. Because life doesn't stop. Ha! Breaking news, life doesn't stop. And so what we need with these burnout tips is nurturing, caring, ease. So this isn't a show where it's like, if this is going, if you're doing this is how you counteract it. It's a show of if you have burnout, see which one of these actually gives you that release currently. Okay. And so one of my favorites is playing with my senses. Okay. So I'm suggesting you play with your senses. What does that mean? Thank you for asking. So what are our five senses? We're just going to go with the five. Sixth sense and psychic, we can talk about. But, you know, touch, taste, tickle is not one of them. Smell, hear, touch. Taste, smell, hear. Oh wow, I forgot one of the senses. Anyways, play with your five senses. And so listen to music, right? Sight, thank you. Light a candle. Look at the flames. Have you ever actually lit a candle and just looked at the flames? It's fascinating. There's so much color in it, and there's so much dance and movement. So it's like, play with that. So listen to music, light a candle, feel nature, feel textures. If you ever gone around your house and like touch stuff, there's so many fascinating textures out there. And then do some smells, smell some yummy food or scents or anything like that. And so what this does is when you are engaging your senses, you're more present and you're giving your life and your universe some much needed stimuli, much needed excitement, much needed exploration, if I can say the word exploration one more time. But our bodies require this, our lives require this. So engage your senses and have fun with it, okay? So we're gonna go to our next commercial break. But before we go, if you are enjoying the show or have enjoyed any of my shows, please do take a moment, find the Exploration of Wonder on things like iTunes or whatever your favorite podcast platform is, and please consider liking it, sharing it, or if you feel up to it, give me a 5-star review. Just hitting that like button really helps, because it seems like, oh, it's just one click, but it's a monumental thing to the algorithm, so it helps growing shows like mine to be able to reach more people who are requiring this information. So please do take that moment to consider finding the Exploration of Wonder on your favorite podcast and sharing it with the world. All right, so you are watching or listening, as we engage senses, to the Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the Exploration of Wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder. And thank you for exploring this topic with me today of tips for burnout. I know it's very vital for everybody. And if there is any subject you are curious about, if you're wondering about, please drop me a line at hello@danielle.com and let me know. Because I guarantee if you're curious, I'm curious, and other people will be curious too. So if there is a topic that you would love to explore, I want to explore it too. hello@danielle.com and let me know. So as we are going through these tips for burnout, I hope you're beginning to see that you don't have to have burnout. And that if you do, it's okay and it's changeable. There's some simple tips. I mean, so far what we've done doesn't even cost money. Sometimes you might even save money with it. But it is just taking that time for yourself and nurturing yourself. It is that place where we make ourselves, including your body, a priority. All right, so let's keep going because I have so many tips. I love it. All right, so the next one, speaking of body, be present with your body. A lot of metaphysical people are going to call this grounding. I call it being uber present in your life. Okay. So what you want to do is just put your hand on your chest and just close your eyes and take that moment and just say hi to your body, be present with your body, the energy of it, as the blood flows, as the energy moves, how it feels. Like right now I'm kind of leaning on a desk so I can feel my elbows on the hard surface, and I can feel the mesh of the chair on the back of my thighs and stuff like that. And so what that does is it helps you really, like I said, other people are going to call it grounding. I call it being uber present, because I don't know about you, but whenever I'm in burnout and I seem to be scattered, taking that moment, getting present back with your body, brings you back into alignment with your life, with the universe itself. So when you are uber present with your life, your body, and the universe, you are more capable. Plain and simple, you are more capable, you have more abilities, you know more, you can perceive more, and you know who, what, where, when, why, and how to go, and where to go. So being present with your body, just taking that moment, because you've seen it in movies too, right? Like a new doctor, surgeon, or whatever, somebody's in an ER emergency room situation, and they have all of this stuff going around, scattered, right? Which feels like our universe a lot. Like people are asking this and demanding this and go for this question, and what do I do for this? Do they need blood? Do they need all this kind of stuff? And then they show this where like time slows down. They take a moment, take a deep breath, open their eyes, and then go. Same concept, right? It's a trope in a TV or a movie for a reason, because it works, because it happens, right? And so just take that moment. Some people also do it through breathing. If breath work works for you, absolutely do that as well. It gets you uber present with your body. It grounds you. It helps you know more of just everywhere you're going. Okay. Next, learn to say no. Okay. And I did a whole show on the power of yes and how no is the first thing we've ever done to really show some of our power. And it's time to reclaim some of that, because we don't say no often enough. We also don't say yes often enough. Watch the show, you'll know what I'm talking about. But learn to say no, because one of the places that we go into burnout so fast is by making sure we're trying to do everything for everyone, saying yes to everything. Sure, I can take on that project. I have 5 big projects, but sure, I can take yours on too, right? Oh yeah, I can do that. Yeah, sure, I can do that. Oh yeah, I'll do that for you. I could go here. Sometimes you need to say no. It doesn't mean, they may even be disappointed, still doesn't mean you're a bad person. Sometimes you need to say no. And then on the other side of that is reevaluate your commitments. Okay. Are there things that you can let go of? So saying no, evaluating commitments goes hand in hand. Because I know some people are like, well, we do it all the time. Yeah, but is it still serving you? Is it the best way to spend your time? Is it the best way for nurturing you? Okay, so learn to say no and reevaluate your commitments. Here's another one that I love. What are your essential self-care practices? What do I mean by that? Because it was a lot of words and I heard a lot of people's heads go out the door when I said that. What are your deal breakers when it comes to taking care of yourself? You know, I have one client who meditates every day. And when I first asked her about this, I tried to structure it in my head, because I'm like, how would that even look in my life? And I'm like, okay, so I have to get up every day at 7:30 and 8 o'clock, you meditate. And she's like, no, I just do it whenever it happens in the day. She's like, I prefer morning, but sometimes she does it in the evening. What are your deal breakers when it comes to taking care of yourself, your self-care? Because as I said, when we're stressed like this, self-care is one of the first thing that goes out the window. So I'm going to sound like a broken record, because I'm always going to talk about self-care, because it is vitally important. Self-care is not a luxury, it is required. Okay. So what are your essential self-care tips? It could be sleep, it could be a bath, it could be a shower. Because you ever notice, like, the more stressed you are, the less you shower, which I find interesting, but it happens. Is it exercising? Is it some kind of activity? Is it having a chat with a friend? You know, one of the best lessons I ever learned in college was from, I don't even remember what class she taught, but it was a teacher who basically helped us learn how to do homework. And so she's like, what I want you to do tonight is when you sit down to do homework with no judgment, she didn't say judgment, I can't remember what she said, it was a few years ago, but she said, look at all the things that you do. And write it down. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay, so I sat down, opened up my computer, opened a Word doc, right? Everything I was doing, I did. And then what was interesting is after I had set up everything, put the name of the title on the paper and all that kind of stuff, I stopped. And then I played Minesweeper for 10 to 15 minutes, judged myself, like, I have to get back to work. And then so I went back to the actual working on the paper, right? And so I brought this list in expecting to get judged for it or like, see, you should cut out the Minesweeper, which is a game for those of you who don't know. Minesweeper was a fun game on PCs 1,000 years ago. So I expected to be told to cut out the Minesweeper part of playing the game. And so she looked at the list and she's like, okay, so this is your routine. I said, what are you talking about? She's like, so know that you're going to spend 10 to 15 minutes playing Minesweeper every time you sit down to do a task. So just schedule that time in, start 10 to 15 minutes earlier, because it was an essential self-care for my brain working however it is. So if you find yourself doing something like that, you're like, well, I set everything up and then I sit down for 5 minutes. Well, instead of judging yourself for that 5 minutes, make it a part of your routine. It is an essential self-care practice. Okay. So look at that. We judge ourselves for those moments, but what if it's just the way we do things? I know that sounds like a crazy thought, but what if it's okay? What if that's just the way we do things? So look at those. If you sit down and play Minesweeper for 10 to 15 minutes, cool. Start 10 minutes earlier and enjoy playing Minesweeper. And whatever that does for your universe, because like for me, it really helped my mind, because I was already ruminating, thinking about the subject. And so as I was playing Minesweeper, I was engaging different parts of my brain, and it actually helped those creative juices flow more. And so I wrote better papers. And then when I wasn't judging myself for playing Minesweeper, I wrote even better papers, because, you know, judgment is a destructive energy. So start looking at that instead of judging those moments and going, I have to cut that out to be able to function properly or get this done. What if cutting those things out is what's causing your burnout? Crazy concept, but look at it. It feels like to me. Leave those parts in and enjoy them. Just make it part of your self-care, of how you get things done, of accessing those different parts of your brain and those creative juices and get it flowing, or, you know, whatever it is. So it's like, look at that, see what shows up. And let me know if you guys, like, I know a lot of people listen. I would love to hear from you. And like, I would love to hear what are some of your, like, for me, I was playing Minesweeper. What are some things like that you do? I'd be fascinated to know. So hello@danielle.com, or leave a comment on any of the platforms. Let me know. I'd love to hear. Okay. And then one more before we go to break. It's a big one. Ready? Set realistic expectations. This comment has kind of become white noise. People are like, yeah, realistic expectations. No, really, look at it. Set realistic expectations. Because one of the biggest things that contribute to us having burnout is we wake up and go, okay, today, like for me, I'm like, today I'm going to write 3 scripts. I'm going to film 3 videos. I am going to create this doc. I am going to edit this video. I have all of these things. I'm like, you know, that's not real. That's not realistic. That is not a kindness. Because then we sit there and go, look at all the things I didn't do today. I'm such a failure. Set realistic expectations. For me, realistic expectations is one script today. One script. It's not a weakness. It's not a failing. It is realistic. And not in because I'm not capable of more. No, 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 no. Because here's the crazy thing about these realistic expectations that people are starting to hate that phrase. If you set unrealistic expectations, not only do you set yourself up for failure, you also stop the flow of energy. Because as we set these expectations, we know we're not going to do them. Let's be real. The second we set unrealistic, we know we're not going to do it. I know I'm not going to write 3 scripts today, but I'm going to judge myself every minute for still working on that first one and not getting to the other 2. And then we get into that panic and that anxiety and that stress of like, oh my gosh, I said I was going to do 3 today and I'm not even through 1. What am I going to do? So we actually stop that creative energy flow. So when we set quote unquote realistic expectations of like, I'm going to write 1 script today, that one script is actually easier because we're accessing more of that creative energy. And then what's funny is because I'm only doing that, I'll do 1 script today. It makes other scripts 2 and 3 more possible. So setting those realistic expectations actually allows for more to get done in a day because we're not shoving away the creative juices through judgment and self-flagellation. So realistic expectations isn't a weakness, it's actually a strength. Okay, so check that out, setting realistic expectations, because not only help you with burnout, it helps you get more done. How does it get better than that? All right, my friends, we're going to go to our last commercial break. And when we come back, I have a few more tips to throw in there. So do stick around. So you are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Exploration of Wonder. Today we are exploring first how to recognize the burnout, but then to go, you're not screwed, there is possibility. And we're heavy into tips on burnout. So here's a few that I really want to make sure I share with you before the end of the show. 1, communicate. And sometimes this is going to be one of the hardest things, right? Reconnect and speak to friends. All those things that we've been avoiding. Yeah, all those social commitments we've been avoiding or those friends or family we've been avoiding. Reconnect and communicate, okay? True healthy relationships are there to help us, and we need to communicate with people. Like I said, it annoys me too, but we do. So reconnect, be that vulnerable, take that step, reconnect and communicate, open your mouth. So many people don't want to ever ask for help, but you need to. I cannot say enough that asking for help is actually one of the strongest things you can do. So many people have been taught that asking for help is a weakness, it's a failing. It's not. It is the strongest thing that you can do to be able to reach out and say, hey, I need help with this, whether it's a task or an emotion. Reaching out and asking for help is one of the strongest things you can do. All right. And then on that, healthy connections. You might also reevaluate some of your friendships, some of your work friendships as well. Are they nurturing? Do they lift you up? Or do they make you feel like crap? Are you feeling less like you after a interaction? It might be time to really look at that friend. And I did a whole show on, is it time to let that friend go? So do check that out as well. Okay. Reconnect with hobbies. I love this one. I've really been exploring this one myself recently. And it is up there with that self-care. Because one of the biggest things for burnout is doing nothing but work. And those of us who are entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, we know this one well. Well, if I'm not working, who's going to do it? If I'm not doing it, I'm not going to get paid. If I don't do this, then, you know, we are always working. And I cannot emphasize enough how much reconnecting with things like hobbies is important. And I don't mean just sitting there playing a video game. Reconnect with a hobby. Do something that stimulates your mind as well. I have one client who's starting to knit again. She loves it. She's like, oh my gosh, I forgot how much I love this. And it stimulates the different parts of her brain, her universe, her fingers. It's amazing the stuff that comes up with that, okay? And on that, one of the last ones I'm gonna say is to learn something new. Your universe requires new stimuli. When you give your universe new stimuli, it creates new neural pathways, which creates new energetic pathways, which creates new ideas, new concepts, new awarenesses, new everything. Your universe requires new stimuli. You do, otherwise you just burn out, but you get bored. You falter. You feel like you're in loop. You feel like you're in the not good fun version of the Groundhog Day movie, okay? So learn something new. And I don't mean you have to sit there and, like, if you want to learn a new language, great. That's a big undertaking. If the thought of that overwhelms you, do what I do. Go to YouTube and watch a 10-minute, 30-minute video on something. I watched this morning a 30-minute YouTube video on the structure of the Citicorp building in New York. I'm not an architect. I'm not going to be an architect, but it was fascinating because how it went from how it was built, because it's built weird, and then how they had to fix it. It was fascinating. And so I felt more stimulated, more exciting. I felt like I could do more. So that 30 minutes watching that video absolutely set my day up for success instead of failure. So learn something new. All right, my friends, I've said a lot today. Please do re-listen to this show. We have a lot of tips on how to recognize it. And please know that it's okay. It's okay. Burnout isn't a failure. It's a signal. Let me say that again. Burnout is not a failure. It's not a weakness. It's a signal. And what is it signaling? That you need to do something different. That you want to change energies. And I've given you a lot of tips in this of where to go, how to be, what to add, what to take out. So please do listen to it again, because there is a lot of information. All right. And please know you have the power to respond with compassion and recalibrate, because that's what this is all about. It's not about stopping or being angry. It's just recalibrating. Okay. And remember, it's a journey, not a destination. And be patient and be kind to yourself. Like I said at the beginning, we are never kind enough to ourselves. You can reclaim your energy and remember that deep well of wonder that truly lies within each of you. All right, my friends, next week is Bodies Love Money. Woohoo! What if your body could actually contribute to the creation and generation of your finances? Because guess what? It actually can. Because who benefits from all the money? Your body does. Would you need money if you had a body? Yes. Would you need not money if you didn't have a body? No. I know, tongue twister, but next week, bodies love money. All right, my friends, until next week, have a fun week, a happy week, and be back next week. I know I will be. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thank you for exploring with us today.
Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.